We've just seen a report on the risks to the safety of our water supplies, and it has raised the alarm. There's been quite a lot of debate around about the safety of recycled water, reprocessed sewerage into our drinking water supplies, which it is being reprocessed, but it hasn't actually gone into our drinking supplies, and other uses for alternative water supplies. So the National Water Commission had a report done, and it was done by PricewaterhouseCoopers, and the results on this report are now out, and it urges governments to overhaul the arrangements for safeguarding urban water quality because the existing systems for doing so are coming under strain. It warns there are emerging contaminants from alternative supply options like sewer mining, where wastewater is treated then used in irrigation, and water recycling, stormwater harvesting, and reuse of household wastewater from baths and laundry. And there have been cases around Australia of cross-contamination with drinking water have already happened. There are outward signs that the broader regulation of urban water quality in Australia is not equivalent to best practice. This is not really what we wanted to hear. We like to think of our water supply being tip-top, but it's actually not saying that. Treatment systems are increasingly complex, and private investors are being given third-party access to public water infrastructure. Well, we've already seen some of the disasters that can happen with installing things like pink bats and solar panels when profit becomes the primary motivator, haven't we? It can be alarming when such important infrastructure as our drinking water could be open to those sorts of things. It might not be one, two, three unfortunate young men getting killed in rooms. It might be a much bigger number of people getting sick through contaminated drinking water. Hopefully that won't happen, of course. The good news is that our water quality standards are considered high, and we hope that they continue to stay. So when I turn the tap on, and it always smells. It has a very strong smell, not chlorine. It's actually an organic smell, and I always hope that our water supply is okay. I'm never quite sure that it actually is.